Orange Sky Audio presents The Sweetness of Life, Starving for Southern, Book 1, by Catherine Andrews. Narrated for you by Joshua McRae and Natalie Duke.
Chapter 1. Kiss My Grits. Shelby.
Oh my God, you have to try this, Shelby, Meg says, startling me as she bumps her hip on the kitchen door, forcing it to swing open. The aromas of cinnamon and clove float through the air of the empty restaurant and hit my nose. I watch as she crosses the small dining room to sit at my table. It's Sunday night, we're closed, and the last of our staff left a while ago. The light from a street lamp outside pours in the front window, illuminating the partially lit room. I hadn't even realized the sun had set. We've both been here for 15 hours, and it's true what they say, time does fly when you're having fun. As I close my laptop, Meg takes the first bite of the dessert and drops the fork. It clatters to the plate as she leans back in her chair and lets out a low, satisfied moan. You're so dramatic, I scold, shaking my head and fighting a smile. Her eyes snap to mine and sparkle with laughter. I've known Meg since we were freshmen in college, and I swear the older we get, the more theatrical she becomes. Snatching the fork, I cut off a bite for myself, watching as the honey strings off the warm pastry layers. I'm not gonna lie, it smells divine, and I've been waiting for the last 45 minutes to taste it. Yeah, but you love me anyway, she grins. Tell me, did I kill that recipe or what? She asks, waiting for my reaction and watching me chew my bite. Then, as if she can't handle the anticipation of my answer, she wipes her hands across her thighs to smooth down her apron, which is a light green and white gingham and once belonged to her grandmother. She wears it every time she's creating something new in the kitchen. It's like her thinking cap, and when she puts it on, I know to let her be. Focusing on the individual flavors, I sort through each one to see if anything is lacking or overpowering. Swallowing the bite, my eyes find hers and I smirk, knowing I'm about to set her off. It needs salt. Her jaw drops, and a piece of her brown wavy hair escapes from the messy bun on top of her head. What? No way! She blows the hair off her face, grabs the fork, and sinks it back into her version of baklava. In the South, we're ruled by pecans, so she's substituted them in place of the walnuts. Yes way, I lick my lips.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?